Tomorrow there will be a hearing that could put Aaron Vargas behind bars for up to 10 years. Vargas pleaded no contest to shooting this man to death, Daryl McNeil. Vargas says McNeil molested and stalked him for almost 2 decades. Now, since then, many others say they too were molested by McNeil. And now thousands of others are asking that Vargas receive no prison time. It is a plea Vargas' sister is leading.
Daryl McNeil was coming around and offering to babysit Aaron's new daughter, bringing diapers, asking to see her. So Aaron felt that his child was in danger.
Mm.
Aaron knew that Daryl was still raping other kids in the community, and he had learned about that in the days prior to the shooting. So I think it was just a lot of events that just transpired, and he hit his breaking point is what happened. He said enough is enough.
So it wasn't years that had passed since this happened, and Aaron felt that he had to do something, or that other people would fall victim to this man.
No, it's not a case at all where years had passed and he decided, well, I want to go and get revenge on this guy for molesting me. That's not the case at all. The abuse, it never ended, and the police weren't stopping this man, and Aaron just felt like he needs to be stopped, But Aaron didn't go there with the intention of firing the gun that night, though. He just wanted to warn him, and he brought the gun to tell him, you know, listen, I'm serious. You're going to stop raping children.
Hmm. So, Mindy, here's a concern. People are afraid that other victims may do the same to their molesters if Aaron gets a light sentence or if he gets off in any way.
Well, I talked to victims from all over the world, and none of them convey to me that they want to go out and kill their abuser. They want to be left alone. They want their abusers to be prosecuted, and they just want to live a life and try and heal. And people who say that if Aaron gets off easy, that'll just, you know, send a message that it's okay for victims to go out and kill their abuser, they're just completely missing the whole point of this case, because that's not how the victims feel.
So legally, are you speaking to attorneys there? Can you give us some idea of your brother's chances?
Well, Aaron, we did hire an attorney to defend Aaron, and he could get anywhere from probation to 10 years in prison. And I'm just hoping that the judge will do the right thing and that he will see the truth in this. And also that the judge will ignore the sheriff's department and the probation department, who have made outrageous accusations by saying that the abuse was a consensual relationship and that the shooting was some kind of a lover's quarrel.
Yeah.
It's outrageous to me.
How much has it played into that the wife of the man that he killed is asking for leniency?
I think that has a big effect, you know, that the wife is stepping forward and saying that she knows Aaron and she loves him.
Vargas' sister says police received at least 3 reports about Daryl McNeil, and she doesn't know why he was never arrested.